Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 32, verse 1. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. King David is very reflective in this psalm. Some commentators suggest that he wrote it some years after his disastrous adultery with Bathsheba. That agonizing episode led to the murder of Bathsheba's husband and caused untold grief. When Nathan the prophet confronted David with his sin, the king turned back to God and discovered the wonder of his forgiveness. It's thought that Psalm 51 was written at this critical time in David's life. He pleaded to God for his mercy and forgiveness. He asked God to purify him and to wash him whiter than snow. He wanted God to restore him and to make him new. In Psalm 32, he appears to be standing back from the experience of forgiveness and reflecting on how completely wonderful it is. David thought back over those days when he had refused to confess his sin. He recalled how his body wasted away and how he'd groaned all day long. His strength had evaporated like water on a summer's day. But when he confessed his sins, his life was transformed. He was a new man. All of us want to know the joy of forgiveness, and David's message to us is that we can only make this discovery when we have, first of all, recognized our sin. When we face up to our failings, God is able to help us and to set us on a new path free from sin and guilt. The Apostle Paul was also extremely straightforward about the reality of sin and the need of forgiveness. He recognized that he was far from perfect. Indeed, even though he was an important Christian leader, he admitted that he lived with a constant battle between good and evil. He wrote with incredible candor, "I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that it's a war with my mind." This all sounds rather hopeless, but Paul discovered that there was one person who could help him. Thank God. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord, he writes. We all need to say amen to that. So let me ask you a question. What has been your own experience of God's forgiveness? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, we confess that we've sinned against you, and we ask you to forgive our sins. Help us to live more closely to you from now onwards. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.